trip! Can we stop and go to the bathroom? I know we left 30 minutes ago. I have a small bladder.
Oh, look, there's a Nebraska license plate. Only 6 down.
Wait, I called DJ. Let me connect to Bluetooth. It has to be in park. Okay, what, do you have an aux cord? No, do you have a lightning adapter? Why is it so difficult listening to music?
Gonna be tough to find the Hawaii one.
I can't do it in a bottle. I gotta go number 2. You're the one who taught me in the Flamin' Hot Funyuns.
Dude, can you quit hitting the rumble strips? If it's gonna wake me up, I'd rather you just drive off the bridge.
I gotta go to the bathroom again. No, I didn't go when I went number 2. I'm different. I do them separate. Yeah, so pull over.
Before we get going, guys, sorry. I do get car sick, so I will have to sit shotgun the entire trip. Sorry.
Safety. Yeah, windows down. Sorry, guys.
Katie always claims she has car sickness. So, So you know how the shotgun's job is to what?
Navigate.
Yes.
Slash just stay awake with the driver.
Yep. Apparently any type of navigation causes her to get car sick, so she can't do that either. So she just enjoys the views, and I do all the work.
I remember one time going to New Zealand with friends. There was like 14 of us. We had to rent a 15-passenger van. And so someone at some point, before we all pile in, they're like, now, does anyone get car sickness at any point? Which everyone's gotten it at some point. I don't feel like we should be, you know, asking that question. But yeah, 12 of the 14 people like, I've got it before. And then I'm just standing there like, oh, I guess I'm in the back row for the entire week in New Zealand I didn't raise my hand.
I guess I'll crawl up in the above cabin
where you
storage.
Put the luggage.
Yeah.
Yeah, put me there.
Well, you don't, it doesn't bother you. So you gotta,
I'm not bionic. Anyone, it still like affects me.
Anyone who's 6'3", they're like, I mean, obviously I can't get in the back. You know, it's like, what
I'm a monster.
Yeah, what am I supposed to? Okay, yeah, you're not minute bull.
I'm a few inches above average.
You're a team player.
I'm huge.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff. But yeah, we're back with Correct Opinions. July 4th, Independence Weekend. I had a heck of a time. What, did you have a good weekend?
I went down to Branson, Missouri and got back about 20 minutes ago. Yes. So white.
Love it.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I mean, that's pretty America of you, I think.
Thank you. I mean, it is. It's like, I underestimated how poppin' Branson was going to be. There wasn't like any, there were hardly any hotels with vacancy, like an entire city like Branson. I mean, it was just fully booked up.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, like when you go to like a NFL football game or a big, you know, sporting event, your phone doesn't work because there's so many people.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 days, not joking, I like could barely send texts. I couldn't browse the internet because there were so many people crammed into Branson.
There's just so many life alerts just taking up the frequency.
There's life alerts and Amber alerts. A lot of kids like, this is my time to run away from home.
Right.
I'm getting
Silver
out of here.
Alerts, the whole thing. I was in the Ozarks as well.
Yes.
You're in the Ozarks, right? That's
I was in
technically.
The, yeah. I was in the Ozarks where... Well, you were in the part where Jason Bateman gets into meth dealing.
Probably.
Yeah. I was in the part where people who aren't famous get into meth dealing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, I think that's perfect. Great weekend. Did a lake. I drove a boat all day.
That's awesome. You look like you maybe drove a boat all day.
Thank you.
Got some sunshine.
I did. I got some sun. I was one who volunteered to drive the boat, and I was I felt like Tom Hanks on his like makeshift castaway raft, just trying to. I mean, we have this
just
like pretty smallish boat. There's yachts just flying past us. I'm like, hold on, you know. And Katie's like, slow down. I'm like, slowing down makes it worse. You gotta go over the waves.
I have to gun it.
Yeah,
you've got like the makeshift sail like he has in the movie. You're like,
yeah.
Sail goes up to get over the wave.
But it was fun. Made that work.
Slowing down makes it worse. I like to imagine you having your Lieutenant Dan moment too, where just like it starts raining. Is that all you got?
Is that it? Is that all you got? We're out of seltzers and it's wavy.
Is that all you got?
We can handle it.
Katie's like, whoa, I've never seen like Lake Tray. Yeah. It really turns into a different
I did
creature.
At one point. I was like, man, she was like, slow down. I was like, sit down. She's like, hey, don't talk to me. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Everyone, sit down.
But seriously, sit down.
But seriously, safety first. But yeah, I have a lot of good stories from the weekend. We'll get to them right after. We got to roll the music, baby. Welcome back.
Correct opinions.
For the July.
Correct opinions.
Okay, I want to start with my favorite story. We were riding all around the lake. Yeah, we'd anchor in a cove. We'd skied a little bit. We were cruising. Then we said, you know what? Let's go over to the Ozarks. They have a few of these. I think rumor tells me that Nelly owns this particular like lakefront bar.
Dude, let me just stop you right there. Coming from someone who's from Missouri, and Nelly being from Missouri, people throw around the word Nelly. I mean, like crazy.
Nelly's a governor. Nelly's a governor,
I think,
right?
Nelly might have been here one time. I think Nelly's brother owns this. People in Missouri, we have Nelly, we have Mark Twain. Okay. And that's it. And okay. Then you just hear those everything.
Okay, so as a Missouri native, you're laughing at me because that is not true at all.
There's no way. There's no way that Nelly owns those things.
Well, it looked like he did.
There's bandages everywhere. That was his thing. I don't know.
Yeah, floating bandages. It was this poolside. I mean, it truly looks like, I mean, it was Vegas times two. It was crazy. And so we're like,
I'm excited.
We kind of ironically wanted to stop by. You know, some people were like, absolutely not. But I was like, I'm driving the boat. Yeah. And, you know, it's like several married couples and we have one single guy who's just like, yeah, let's go there and meet some people. So of course, we're all like 30. Half the people there aren't even legally probably allowed there.
Yeah, they haven't voted yet.
But we stopped by for literally 30 minutes. We're like, this is kind of fun to experience.
Let's go see Nelly, say hi.
Exactly. Maybe Nelly will be there. Maybe he's performing.
Maybe we'll do like a pop-up show. I don't know. Yeah,
who knows? He owns it, right? And it's just like, it's one of those pools where like everyone's touching. It's just packed. It's insane. And I'm like, I'll get in the water to say I did. So I joined my friend and we just kind of wade out there and it's like kind of gross. I'm like, all right. Well,
like kind of wingmaning for him if need be.
So loud. There's a guy in the mic who's like trying to, you know, get people to participate in like twerk contests, like on a table. And you're like, all right, let's get out of here. So I get out and the whole time I had put my boating keys in my pocket. And so I remember getting out like, okay, do you hear, hold my phone and wallet. Like that shouldn't go in the water, but boating,
those are the two important things.
Yeah. But the boating key will be fine.
I'll be good with that.
Of course I get out. I'm like, let's go. I'm like, where's the key? I was like, it must've come out of my phone. I know boating keys have the floating.
Yeah.
Like it has a floating thing on it, but still it's like, you look out in this water, massive pool with 1,000 people in it. It's just like, dude, no way is this happening.
This is your Wilson who got away. Oh, this is the volleyball.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bokies!
Bokies! I'm so sorry! Lucky! And I run back to the boat because I've never seen another key on there. I was like, oh, hopefully this is spare. It's not. Who knows what that key's for?
Where does that go?
So I go back. I'm like, and everyone, you see everyone's look on their face and everyone starts looking. And you're just kind of like, where is this even going to be? I mean, surely it floated near someone, but I mean, who? I'm going to. It's loud music. Hey, excuse me! You guys having a good time? Excuse me, girl. In between bonging seltzers, can I talk to you? Have you seen a set of keys? You know, people are like, get away from me. And I go up. Katie has a nice idea. What if we get like the DJ to say something? I was like, maybe.
In between getting these girls wearing shoelaces to dance. Yeah, I'm sure he'll want to make a key.
In hindsight, it's like, yeah, I'm sure all these people are like really sober and looking to help us. We talked to security and we're like, oh, we dropped our keys in the flight, and they're basically just like, sorry.
That sucks.
Yeah, who knows how many people told him that day. And then I go up, the MC guy. Yeah. The MC guy, I follow him in the water, like, what's up, man? He's like, what's up, man? I'm like, I lost some keys. Could you say it? He's like, as the music's just like, never speak of boating keys. Just like, and that's what he did for me. I was like, and I remember I stood there for maybe 30 seconds. And I just walked back dejected, like, holy cow, we're stuck here.
Wow.
And
wait, did the DJ have like a cheesy name? Did you ever catch his name?
I didn't catch his name.
I'm DJ Waterworks.
Yeah,
something probably. Like that.
DJ, screw your keys. But finally, we asked around, and someone asked the bartender again, and someone had like turned them in.
No way.
So we were good. But
good people in Missouri.
We had probably a good 30 to 40 minutes of like.
Just stress.
We're just gonna
not having
make
fun.
Ourselves at home here, I guess. I don't know. So that was wild.
I remember at your wedding, not the first one and not the fake one we filmed, but the third, the second real one.
Okay.
That you did.
Okay. Yeah, I'm tracking. The third most important probably. It was the sketch, the first
and then
one,
the real
I got
one,
married, and then
the,
that,
kind of the
yeah,
more
yeah,
party
yeah,
one.
Got it. I'm yeah, got it.
That one was in Austin, Texas, and I, for the second half of the weekend, lost the keys to the Airbnb, and boy, was that fun.
Okay.
Trying to get in contact with an Airbnb host who...
No one from Missouri turned those in to a bartender?
They didn't. Couldn't find them. My Airbnb host wasn't perfecto at English, and trying to figure that out was a good time. So I've been there when you're on the road, and you feel stuck. You feel trapped. You're just like, why do I ever leave the house?
Yeah.
I'm not... competent adult. I can't keep track of keys.
Like, talking on the phone. It's like, I need keys. He's like, I'm not gay. Like, no, not kiss. Keys. I need keys.
I would like you to find me like a set of keys.
Yeah. No well, gay. No gay. It's fine. You are. Go to bed.
Fine. You are.
He's like, keep Austin weird. We get it.
Is it? I'm pretty sure perhaps in Spanish is quizás. So that really? Could get confusing too.
Okay. Yeah.
If you have a spare set of keys, quizás, maybe you could bring them to me.
Whoa! Hey, essay. We're
for your house, it. your home. Hey, no homo, no homo. Yeah. No, it is for your home.
We had
it's for your home.
I had this bit with Katie where we nearly bought a house that was right by like a elementary school, but it was a Hispanic one, and okay. I was just like, I'm a big believer in school zones. I don't worry about them. I just, whatever the school is, you go, you'll figure it out. I had it. These best public schools I went to didn't help me in any way. I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah.
It's
a public school.
Send them to some rough and tough school would be better for it. You know, I know nothing about the Hispanic school. The whole title's literally in Spanish, so that would probably culture the very white kid we're having pretty well. So
yeah.
Just like, you come home from work and you're like, hey, little Timmy, don't do that. He's like, screw you, essay. Where did you, do you learn that at school? Timmy? I'd be down with it.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. Or even just like really, like you move like every school, like and in middle school, you take them to like a German school. Mm-hmm. And then high school, you go like a French American school or whatever. That'd exactly. be a very cultured kid. That'd be kind
very
of fun.
Very cultured kid.
Yeah. Be yeah. very confusing too. Mm-hmm. But that's hey, fun idea.
That's what I want to do.
I think more parents should do like theories and like experiments with their children.
Yes.
Because you only get a couple. So let's test them out. I would to run a series of experiments on my child, Lord willing, someday. One would be like never letting them look in a mirror ever. Mm. Like, what happens if you live your first 18 years of life not knowing what you look like? Are you less self-centered or are you just right. naturally uglier? Let's see with my firstborn child.
Okay, I like that.
Second one.
But yeah, you just gotta, so no phones.
I guess. They can never look at themselves.
No mirrors, no...
No eyes.
No reflective pond.
Yeah, no looking through the spoon upside down. That can't do that either.
Okay, yeah, plastic spoons only.
There'll be no metal spoons in my
Daddy,
house.
Daddy, why don't I get one of the big boy spoons? You'll know when you're older.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Bend over, I'll show you a big boy spoon.
Yeah.
With a spanking.
That? Yeah.
Is what I meant.
Is what he meant. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you eat your porridge with that disposable.
Second child, I'm going to be running them through a series of tests where we only work out one side of their body. Let's Ooh. See what that turns into. Just the sure. right side.
Just the right side.
Right side squats, right side lunges, right side curls, you know, military press, incline press.
That would have to be helpful for some kind of job.
It would just look interesting.
Uh-huh.
It has to.
Yeah. To be like, oh yeah, you know the triplets down there? They got, their oldest is hideous. And the second one, well,
he tries to swim and he just goes in a circle.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
We do, yeah. We don't know. They're a whole thing. The Ozarks, Missouri people.
Yeah. I heard he knows Nelly, though. So we should be friends with him.
Yeah. But I guarantee you they don't know.
Which means he probably knows Florida Georgia Line. They're still making music together. At what point does Nelly just become a part of Florida Georgia Line?
Yeah. He's very invested in them.
They come as like a bundle together.
He probably thinks Missouri's in between Florida and Georgia.
I'm in the line.
Yeah.
I'm in between it.
This makes sense. This is a nice synergy.
Dude, do you feel like no one knows like geography in the Midwest? Like people from out of town, just like they have no clue.
No one knows geography outside of their like 100 miles at all. Katie's from Atlanta, and I'd go over there and I'd be like, "Where? This? You're almost, you can go to the ocean in a day?" I wouldn't have assumed that at all. You're close to Florida?
Cool.
Whoa. I told you how we almost had a flight from Chicago to Spokane, Washington. It was like 4.5 hours. It was like,
that's not right.
Are we making a pit stop somewhere? Or just truly baffled by it. I don't know anything. I don't know where anything is.
Hmm.
Alaska's still
that's
getting
so
bigger.
So far and so big. Yeah, yeah. It's still getting bigger.
Still getting bigger. The last time we talked about that. It gets bigger every time. Weirdly, YouTube recommends some crazy stuff to me. So I watched some video on like history of
Trey's
Russia.
Going, no, hey, I didn't search this.
Yeah, I didn't search this. But it's a bunch of little boys who'd never seen themselves in the mirror.
It
was history of Russia. Russia and Alaska have these islands like farthest, you know, both their ways. And they're like few miles from each other.
That's crazy. Good for them. It's weird that they didn't want it. Mm-hmm. Canada didn't want it. Really? It was for sale?
Yep. Russia had it.
The highest bidder.
Russia just kept going east and east and east.
Hmm. I love that the preface that we have to do these days. Like, now someone was showing me a video. Yeah. Now YouTube was suggesting showed something. It. Mm-hmm. You know, on Facebook, it like auto plays the next one. Okay, so I did that, and then I saw this video. I had a buddy doing that who was like, he was like, man, do you guys feel like your explore pages on Instagram? It's just like, they're all, I mean, it's just girls in bikinis. What's with the explore page? Yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, now that is an algorithm.
Yeah.
And that is showing you what you like to see. So I can't speak for everyone, but mine is sports. Yeah. So
I've been around a few of those guys. I mean,
isn't it crazy these days?
TikTok. I can't stay on TikTok. Every video was just another underage girl shaking her booty.
Like, I legitimately have not come across that on TikTok. Like, seriously.
You need to stop watching those because it's feeding you.
What's your TikTok like?
I've gone in phases. It's amazing. I've picked up golf.
I was going to say, I'm getting into a golf phase on TikTok.
So I'm getting golf stuff. Had a lot of cooking stuff. I don't know.
You're about 55 years old on TikTok then.
I know. Cooking stuff, golf stuff, just every day.
Some FICA retirement.
A decent amount of fitness stuff and then just funny stuff, you know.
Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like it's
some kind of like HGTV type stuff. It's very old and white of me.
Yeah. Mine's a lot of love comedy stuff, a lot of dog stuff. I'd say one in every three videos is dog based, which I'm all for. I keep liking those videos so that it keeps like
dog based.
I want more dog stuff.
Yeah, here's golf. Here's
food. I could just see.
Golf, food, some sports. Some thin crust pizza. Oh, that looks good. I might need some pizza tonight, dude. Some
thin crust pizza. Oh, first one. Camping Be Like by Trey Kennedy. I'll give it a
Thank
like.
You, man. Yeah, a lot of random stuff, too. TikTok.
Crazy stuff. Billie Eilish. Here's something we should talk about on TikTok. What is with... They're trying to push live videos so hard. Like, every, like, 10 scrolls, it's just some girl on her phone just sitting there looking cute but sad and just going...
There's no music playing in the background. No, yeah, I know, right? No, I totally love to go to England one day.
Mm. I'm so sexy. Okay, thank you. You're so pretty. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, 18 next month. Yeah.
No, I live by myself. No, I don't get too bored. Why?
Follow me on Instagram. Yeah, I mean, I feel like every social media makes this huge push for live. Does anyone love? Does anyone love checking into that?
Unless it has to be something groundbreaking. Like Kevin Hart is going to live stream with the president or something. I would tune into that. But it has to be on that level for me to care.
Or during COVID, John Legend was like in his living room. He's like, I'm doing a concert tonight. Oh! And then it was like, everyone was like tweeting, like, John Legend, he's live streaming right now.
John Mayer does a show on Instagram. That's cool. But otherwise, it's so boring.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah. TikTok girl chats to you from her parents' third bedroom. She's like, hey,
cool.
I just think it's strange social media pushes the live so much because I don't know if people are.
It must be data to back up. They're like, if you're, you know, they're more engaged, they stay on the app longer, if they're a part of a stream.
So. Not my thing.
Who are these people? Yeah. Hey, I don't even know. I didn't even click on it. I don't even know how I saw that girl.
Well, I've never seen a live. I'm assuming.
I read an article.
So you're getting fed a lot of lives on your For You page?
Yeah.
So maybe, I just assume maybe it's because every time you're like, let me click on this live. And so now you're getting fed it. Because I don't get them that much.
Really?
You're like, let me see this live. Is this another one that's really dumb? Yep.
Okay, let me watch for 20 minutes just to make sure it's as dumb as I'm assuming it is.
Has anyone else seen this on TikTok? They've started to sync it up with your contacts.
Oh, more getting...
So I'll get like...
Your friend from high school's on TikTok now.
Yeah, some weird dude that I barely knew 5 years ago. And it's like a TikTok of him with 6 lights. Like, this is Dylan from your contacts. I'm like, okay.
Okay, Dylan.
Don't do this to me, TikTok.
Yeah, it's just recently started to do that. And it's fine. Sometimes I'm like, oh, okay.
It's kind of funny too, though.
Yeah.
It's great.
And you forget like these people in your contacts. Or just like a guy I met once. His name is James Craigslist. I'm like, oh, let's see what kind of TikToks he's posting.
Anyone need another spare pet of lenses? Or I'd like to think people doing the opposite, where they're scrolling through and see Trey Kennedy's dressed as a bride. Like this is, you have this guy's number. why?
What's happening here?
Yeah, I'd like to say there's some girl somewhere that says, Trey from bar, And I was just mean address. He was like, well, you know what? I'm glad I didn't text him back.
Yeah. It's probably worked out for the better. Trey from bar.
Yeah. Trey from the bar, do not text back.
Is now on TikTok.
Is your friend on TikTok?
Jake, redhead.
Sorry.
Kind That's of funny, loud.
Man. We probably all have some of those contacts, which is funny.
It would be fun.
I don't know if I have any of those.
Can we do this quickly? Can we find like some weird contacts?
I got nothing labeled bar.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Here's one. Alex Pickleball. I wonder if he's on TikTok.
I think I'm...
That's a weird last name.
Just search Tinder in your contact. I feel like everyone's maybe had like a... This is Jake from Tinder.
I got nothing. I got no Tinder.
Bumble? No, I got nothing. I might have...
I'm a big last name guy. I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not too goofy with the contacts. No, there's got to be some.
I have an even thousand contacts, not to brag.
Oh, if you put the word from, you can get some.
From?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Jamie from AG. What in the world is AG? Am I just supposed to know what that acronym meant?
I got nothing, man. This is disappointing.
Cash from KTTS.
Ooh, a little TV plug? What does that mean?
That is a radio station where I'm from, and Cash is a guy's first name.
Oh, GroupMe used to save to your contacts? Hmm. Do you have any GroupMes? Look at GroupMe. Do you, Derek? GroupMes?
No.
I've got GroupMe.
Oh, I don't have that.
Management 5733.
That's cool. I wonder what they're up to.
I wonder what they're up to. Let's see if I still have that somewhere.
What businesses do you have in your phone? Like, what are you calling often enough where, like, all right, it's time to put them in my phone? I'll go first. Chili's. Anybody else? I'm sure everyone's got one, right?
Oh, here's a look back at my management graduate course. I said,
I have just one on my phone called Landlord. Did I think I would only have one landlord my entire life? Like, yeah, this guy deserves this title. Who is this?
Tell me this doesn't bring back memories. Maya said, hey guys, I have a question regarding the exercise. I did all of it, but one answer that I didn't get. The answer I got doesn't make any sense, and I would like to check it with you, if that's okay. In the second exercise regarding target buy, what p-value did you get?
Oh.
And I said, I got 0.0001. She said, thank you.
This is good content. like business statistics question from 6 years ago. this is embarrassing. Okay, so I don't have... GroupMe synced, but I have Facebook synced up. And so for certain people, it'll say their occupation when I first synced Facebook with my phone. Do you guys have this? Is this relatable?
Oh. I'm
bowling one right now. That's why I'm just bowling
out. So certain people, like, it says insurance agent Tremaine Hill. Or it says, like, you know, whatever. They have different. Lifeguard coach Grace Hotchkiss. This one says FBI female body inspector Matt Heffling. So on Facebook, yes! At that time he was doing that joke.
Yeah,
like I don't even know that guy
for
is.
The FBI
female
body inspector. You got a night.
And now he's in my phone.
By the way, TikTok just feeding me these things.
Look, I didn't. It's an email forward, so I didn't come up with this stuff. I'm just FBI. Forwarding it
that
along.
Guy loves TikTok. On number two for the homework. I didn't see how to do the residual plot and normality plot or report VIFs.
Jeez. Is this master's?
Ew.
Is this business school?
It'd be great to just hit these people up 7 years later. So,
hey.
Your past GroupMe groups are really kind of strange, aren't they?
This is... sorry, I was not expecting that. I scrolled to the very bottom. So the oldest group message I have, it's called Practice Player. So this is... if you guys don't know, I don't know if I mentioned on this podcast, I used to be on my college's women's basketball team. I would go to practice and we would scrimmage against the girls. The last message ever sent in this group called Practice Players is from me. It says, I have to help with my mission trip fundraiser at 2, and then at 3, I'm going to go sell my plasma, so I can't make it. No one ever responded
so college.
In the group ever again.
And that was it?
That's the last message at the very bottom,
hope
literally.
She survived.
Mission trip and plasma salesman. I couldn't make it to practice, guys.
You give my time and my plasma. That's a giver right there.
Oh, man.
That's good stuff.
That's great when real life is that funny. Yeah.
Group me, man.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Group me. Well, who's using that anymore? Just get an iPhone. Get the
Android users. Yeah.
Definitely Android people.
Or friends of Android users.
Oh, it's just get an Android. Seriously. Just that video we made, a lot of people got riled up about that.
So many comments.
If all of your friends are on iPhone, just
fall in line.
Come on.
Accept it.
That's what we got to do.
You guys know. You guys, I'm not saying that iPhone is better, but I am.
Yeah, and don't tell me. I do. All my friends are getting older and they're playing golf, so I'm learning to play golf.
Yeah.
I'm a team player. What am I supposed to do?
We're terrible at golf, but we're falling in line. That's what they do. It's what we're supposed to do.
Our choice.
All my other friends are getting health insurance. Okay, fine.
Fine.
I'll get some health insurance.
I'll do it. Dude, I used to get, that was one of my bits when I first started doing all this. And I was just people were like, what is Trey doing? He's making videos in his apartment. We'd be hanging out and something come up in that convo. And I'd just be like, health insurance, is that something I need?
Do you guys all have that?
You guys have that? Should I get that? And I just, the whole room, you just see their faces. They'd be like,
oh my gosh.
You know, and some girl would be like, you know, I'd probably.
Like the sweet girl.
I was like, guys, I have health insurance. What do you?
You guys all don't
you
think
You guys
I
all
have.
Think I'm an idiot. Yes, I have. Screw all of you. I did that several times. And 100% of the time, the whole room fully believed.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, Trey doesn't have anything.
He doesn't have anyone in his life telling him to get help.
Yeah. I have health insurance.
I need to find that lie that I tell to test my friends.
Yeah.
Like, just act like I'm ignorant to something or I don't have something to see if they truly believe it or they think I'm joking.
The health insurance one's a great one. Because the room gets pretty
tight. Guys, I'm starting to think, like, I think, you know, I'm getting to that age. Like, I should probably get health insurance.
Yeah.
You know, just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
Right.
I think it's the right thing to do at this age.
And then kind of snowball it. Next thing you know, now I'm getting car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wouldn't that, I mean, I'm just spitballing here. Does that seem like something I should do?
Yeah. Do you guys think I need car insurance?
Health and then car insurance.
Yeah. Then I'm going to get a savings account.
I think I'm going to get a savings account. And then I think I'm going to start putting that seatbelt on. I think it's time. I'm almost 30. I'm going to start. I'm going to put the airbags back in my car and I'm going to put that seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, geez.
Yeah. I'm going to start running my air conditioner. I don't need to save that bad, okay?
I was afraid that I would, like, if I brush my teeth too hard, I could, like, injure. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to start brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
My gums were bleeding at one point, so I got kind of nervous, but I'm just going to start brushing my teeth, I think.
And then go to the dentist one of these days. I've got it. That dentist is the thing I've neglected a little.
I was going to say, that hits a little close to home because my dentist moved, and that's annoying, right?
COVID got me out of my rhythm. And then, I remember I had you know, these things where they're like, all right, let's book your appointment 6 months away. Like, I'm never going to remember. Yeah. So the last one I had was like, I got an email like morning of. It's like, your appointment's today. It was when we were shooting the wedding sketch. So it's just like, I'm not going to be there. And we shot that, 3 months ago now almost? And I've yet to reschedule that appointment. So
it's okay. You're out of your rhythm.
They want me 2 times a year. I think once a year is fine.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go again at some point. Every time I go there, they're like, you need to brush better. I'm like, why am I? This is annoying.
I think if you have a woman in your life, you shouldn't be obligated to go to those things as much. Like, I'm sure Katie's kind of like a checkup for
you. If a man gets married, his health insurance should drop 75%.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. I should be going to the doctor. Yeah,
because the frequency of my visits are going to exponentially increase.
Yeah.
But my daily care is going to really increase as well. And so I think it should lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've started putting on deodorant.
Yep.
That's good.
Right before I came.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that actually was back because I'm sure everyone of those, there's a lot of people like this, especially women. She's big on the, you know, we recently did away with just the classic Cetaphil face wash for some kale, this or that, all natural crap.
Is there human blood in it, Trey?
I don't know. Probably.
You can tell me.
And there, all these natural stuff. So at one point, she's like, I guess real deodorant maybe isn't the best for you, so let's try this natural deodorant. And I literally was around a friend, and he's like, bro, you smell bad. The first time in my life someone told me I smelled bad. I was like, I'm done with it. I'll never do it again.
Give me that aluminum, baby.
You're just rubbing like beeswax on there or something, praying for the best.
Yeah. How is this ground up flower pollen not keeping me from sweating?
I'm still sweaty. Man. I'm still sweaty. But yeah, well, the dentist, I feel like I grew up with a dentist who was just like, yep, looks good.
Yeah.
And I got this first time I changed dentists, and this person, they're reaming me. Like, you have three different teeth where the gums are half a millimeter off where it should be. I'm like,
whoa.
All right. Can I just stick with my once a day thing I've been doing? It's fine.
My dad told me a story one time. So he grew up, I grew up on a farm, but like my dad, really grew up on a farm, like worked the farm.
Didn't brush his teeth.
Yeah. Didn't like doctor who he didn't. Anyway, he would have to get physicals growing up, to play middle school sports, high school sports. It was like a thing, but his doctor was just like a family friend. And he said it would last 30 seconds. It was just like, sign on the paper. It's like, feeling good, Steve? Yep. All right, well, have a good season. And that was truly what it was like. Mm-hmm. And then I think he got to college, and like he needed some sort of physical. And that's when they, for the first time,
they just slap him across the face. You're still standing.
You're not crying, are you?
Get out in the outfield.
All right, you're good. And so, yeah, he's like in college for the first time ever. He's having to do like drop your drawers, turn and cough. And he thinks this guy's a sexual predator. Yeah. He's like, what in the world?
Oh, Mom!
Why did I have to do that?
Mommy!
I'm going to report this man.
I'm going to tell Ma.
It really is shocking. Like, if you didn't know that was a thing, like,
heard of it.
You need to check up on me by doing that.
Yeah.
Can you just, like, test my, like, blood pressure? Like, maybe a heart rate?
Has your dad had a colonoscopy yet? You don't have to answer that. Might be personal. He's 50.
He is, but we've never talked about it. I think that would have come up.
I'm just saying you might want to give him a heads up, because that's also going to shock him if he's not aware of that.
Hey, now this doctor is a pervert, okay? This is not routine.
He told me I had some... He made up something in my body called a prostate and wanted to tickle it. I go to these city docs.
Colon. I learned that in grammar school.
Yeah.
All right.
Good try.
Yeah, good one.
Oh. Large and small. It's semi and rank and full.
You got two options. All right.
I'd follow for all that. Yeah, I might have to keep him most... Dude, that's funny. I grew up with like a family doctor too, where I didn't have to do the scarring physical. Us poor little boys have to go through. But then there's one time he was booked, so we just did one of those like walk in urgent things, and I had to do the full thing, and I was just like, I was scarred.
It's strange.
What are they doing?
Do you want me to give the actual answer, or do we want to just joke around?
Probably joke around about it.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Yeah, just listen. The doctor's like, listen, this was just on my feed.
Look, I didn't choose this.
I didn't choose this.
Every day I come to work and I spin a wheel, and today it said,
another
take his shorts off.
Yeah.
So I had to. Do I remember one time, and this might actually be like, what was up with this doctor? I was laying down, so he's not doing the like, the test, and he just like peeks over, so he's like kind of over my belly looking down at me, just like lifts up my shorts and gets like just a peek at me, but it like wasn't long enough to necessarily see if like anything's wrong. All right, so I don't know, it's decently still dark, like he's not pulling him down, just
kiss it.
Yep. It was like checking if a newborn was a boy or a girl. It was like quick enough for that. It's like he was, I'm 14. He's like, yep, it's a boy. It's like, well, we knew that. Like, I feel like you just wanted a peek at me.
All right, let's do your physical, son. Drop your drawers. Yeah, that's a boy.
All right, that's it.
Pull him back up.
Like, he didn't touch anything. He didn't look longer for the second. I was like, is this okay? Like, did he just like looked at me like he didn't do anything? Like, if you're going to like see me, like get in there, like at least fake like you're doing some tests. This was just like, yep, it's about out. You're just like your daddy. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Like maybe, maybe he's just like, he's just peeking. He's like, oh yeah, it's a boy. Maybe he thought you said your name was Faith instead of Jake or something. He's like, Faith.
I dressed pretty cute back in the day.
Yeah. Okay.
I loved Capri's. Yeah. I don't know. Limited 2 was a cool store.
Limited 2. Those Limited. Were scarring days, man. Limited what?
I haven't thought about that in forever. Yeah, there was just one doctor just peeked at me real quick.
And dude,
what was he looking for?
And then kind of go through college and stuff. I never got any physicals. I didn't need to. But then now again with the whole living with a woman thing, it's like I should get a annual physical to make sure I'm healthy or something. And I have a female doctor, and so I haven't had a physical in years. And it was like, let's get your annual physical, just make sure you're healthy. And so it didn't occur to me until once I was in the waiting room, I was like, what?
How healthy are we going to check?
How healthy am I going to see how healthy of a boy I am? But no, it was regular, but it was a scary. It was like the waiting for the punishment's the scariest part, but we got through it.
Speaking of female doctor, real quick, have you ever had an ultrasound on you?
Well, no, I have an announcement, but I'm pregnant so soon.
No, I used to think that, yeah, ultrasounds were only for like pregnant women, but I guess ultrasound is a way to see into you.
Pregnant dogs as well, I've seen. But are there other ways?
I had an ultrasound on me. Maybe this is another doctor just being like, oh, we could trick him into anything.
Yeah.
<That's> He probably just blindly follows orders.
Yeah.
But I remember one time getting an ultrasound and they even put like the sweet cream on me, the gel, and it felt phenomenal. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, it was a female doctor. Like, get me out of here.
It's like your annual treat. Can I get another one of those ultrasounds, Dad?
What do you want for your birthday, Jake? I was thinking about PS3. Can I go to ultrasound with Miss Jenkins again?
Yeah. It felt so good on my tummy.
Yeah. I think it was an ultrasound on my heart. Just FYI, they weren't checking if I was pregnant. It was like to see like the blood flow. And it seemed normal.
Yeah. I feel like back in the day, that generation, it'd probably be something like, hey, why don't you check this boy for a pair of eggs? Because he's crying. Now being a man. Teach him a lesson.
Just to prove a point.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, perfect.
Like, I got hit by a pitch in baseball, and my dad's like, I'm going to take you to the doctor, see if you're pregnant, do all that whining, and then he follows through with it. I'm like, okay, point taken.
Point taken,
all man. Right, we don't need to...
Maybe, oh, I'm raising a little girl. Maybe you got a child in your belly?
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you just take a purse up there with you next time you're at bat, and like actually like tapes a purse to me?
Yeah.
All right.
I bought you one. Coach, half off. We got a consultation on Monday. See if you're having twins the way you're playing.
Go to the mall and get your ears pierced at Claire's. See if you cry during that, too.
Wipe some dirt on it. He's like actually just jamming soil in your wound.
Yeah.
Wipe. Okay, I thought it was a figure of speech.
I'm not Bobbly Swagger. I don't need to do this right now. All right? That's a very extreme scenario.
Just the literal dad. It's a great thought.
Yeah. You got to play up there like, you know, you got to get angry. You got to play, get a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take this Doritos Cool Ranch, and I'm going to place it underneath your shoulder pads.
Because I love these chips. Oh. Yeah. Put a little dress on if you're going to act like that. Merry Christmas, son. This is a beautiful dress.
It's a beautiful sundress.
Yes. It's handed down from your grandmother. So put it on. You're going to keep crying.
Literal dad.
Yeah. Which of your kids do you think will cry more? The mirrorless one or the jacked guy on one side one?
I think probably the mirrorless one. I think that's going to really do a number on their mental health.
Yeah. That's probably true. They'll come out of school and they're like, everyone calls me unibrow. Why? It's like, you're not allowed to know.
that is because of you're so good at stuff. That's just a name. You're the best.
You're the best. You're able to do it all. Okay, hold on. Let's try this.
You get a call?
Hello.
Dang it. Come on.
How do they know? Is my fake voice not good? The spam call just called my bluff. Should we get to some segments, dude?
Yes. Do you have any other 4th of July stories or just the boat keys, the main one?
That's the main one. Did some fireworks. I shot some off myself
last night. It's kind of fun.
It's fun. Yeah. It is fun. I'm the classic guy who likes to throw the little firecrackers kind of near your buddies. It's funny now having like wives involved. Like, oh, that's a little too close. That's a little close. Stop.
We shot off fireworks last night between a truck and a propane tank. Didn't realize that until we'd already almost shot off the fireworks. Nice. It was like, I guess we'll keep going.
I know. I don't really know how dangerous some of these are, which I think is perfect. I think I love the American word.
Right in the sweet spot.
Sell you some guy in a trailer can just set up a tent and sell
Chinese gunpowder.
Millions of pounds of explosive for nickels on the dollar. I think it's great.
It is. Oh, this reminds me.
I went to the a fireworks stand and I was like, we also need a lighter. Like we don't sell lighters here. They're like,
you know, would be dangerous.
That would be dangerous. I was like, good, great call. You guys are definitely safety first people. I can tell. Thank you.
Now that's safe.
Thank you for the 600 bottle rockets.
The guy last night we bought fireworks from, I'm checking out and he goes, now are you active military, veteran? Are you a first responder?
Are you a girl?
EMT?
Pull your pants down.
Yeah. let me check. Okay, that's not bad. Talk about a bottle rocket. Okay, first responder.
Quick responder.
Anyway, you know, he's listing off these things that it would make sense if you to get a discount.
Right.
Are you retired, whatever. Then he goes, I kid you not, EMT, first responder, truck driver.
Yeah.
I was like, wait.
Do you have a felony on your record? We actually get half off for that.
Do you have a
truck driver?
Yeah, he goes, truck driver. And I was like, is that like
drive Uber
discount worthy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hard job, but it's still just a job like anybody else. Like
a plumber?
Are you a plumber? Do you work?
Get these for free.
Do you do any kind of lodging work?
Chimney sweep
with Airbnb? I've heard that's annoying.
Yeah.
Do you? Do you have to work with
what else? What else?
Kids who are sometimes impatient. We'll give you a discount. That sucks.
Discount. Teachers are the cornerstone of this country.
Do you have
great K through five?
Do you have any firemen in your family? That's more like an ironic discount. Yeah. That'd be funny if you burned up.
Are you a tax attorney? Because, you know, I've heard that, you know, it takes a certain amount of time per person to do tax. So I understand.
We'd like to give you 5% off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really caught me by surprise.
That's great.
And in my head, I was already thinking, like, do I look retired? Like, he's asking me questions like, I don't know if you need to ask me that. And then to top it off, and are you a truck driver?
Mm.
It's like, no.
I like that. At least he asked you all that. It looks like you look like a man of the people.
Yeah, I guess I'd been in Branson for 3 days at that point, so I might have looked like a truck driver.
You got a couple holes in your shirt, or
yeah, I was spitting a lot.
Yeah, I wonder if you like went to a fire store and bought something with like a tie on. If you get asked any of those questions, probably not. But dude, fireworks were great. Let's get into some segments.
Let's do it.
On brand, we're gonna do the triplet tray triple.
Yeah,
because do you get it? Because our names, they both.
Our names, guys.
Both named three.
I mentioned this before. Sorry, just real quick. Someone, I think it was on the Do Us Guest podcast. People sometimes, somewhat often, think that each of us have stage names. They're like, that's kind of cool. How, like, Jake, yours is like, you're doing the triplet thing to go along with Trey's, like, three thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool you guys do that.
Yeah.
Like, these are just our names. I guess it does work out. It's a cool podcast segment, but these are truly our names.
You just see the next guy out coming, Jimmy Trifecta.
Yeah, we've got...
He's sick.
Jimmy Trifecta. We almost went with a guy named Brad Deuce, but that it just didn't make sense.
Right.
So we had to...
The three thing is important, for sure.
We had to just go with us.
Yeah. And you are having triplets. The ultrasound came back.
It came back, yeah. I am excited for that joke. It'll be the only dad joke I do. But no matter what, you know, no matter what the circumstance is, I will be able to say, like, yeah, we're actually excited. You know, my wife and I are expecting, and we're going to be having triplets. Ha ha, good pun.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, they're going to be my last name.
Yeah.
That's the joke. You guys get it.
It's good. Triple trade triple of there's the week, the 4th of July weekend regrets.
Regrets from the weekend.
Yes. We'll stay right on brand because it's a big weekend every year. I love it. A lot of stuff goes down. So please start us off. What's your number one regret of the weekend?
My regret of the weekend is not bringing any kind of waiter, any kind of sandal, even any kind of additional shoe. Golf shoes. I went golfing. Didn't bring golf shoes. Brought these babies. And that's it. I went kayaking in these. They all made fun of me. I also realized while kayaking, I was kind of being like the dumb guy. Just like as soon as they handed us our life jackets, I put mine on immediately. And just like being dumb. Like, guys, flash floods are serious. They kill dozens of people every year. And whatever. Then I get down to getting the kayak, and I have a t-shirt on, I have the life jacket on, and then I have my shoes on. And I'm being like, sorry, I don't have waders. I'm going to try to like hop in the kayak. And I think this guy thought I like something seriously wrong with me.
Thought you were retired.
I think you're saying it weird, but yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's not letting me hop in the kayak. I'm like, no, let me just hop in. He's like, why don't we just go easy? And why don't you just take your shoes off? I'm like, no, I'll just hop in. Off. You are my doctor. I know I recognize you.
Dadgummit.
Good for you.
Small towns, you have several rules. I get it.
So it just led to a lot of bummer situations. I was like, oh, I think I know what that guy thought of me now.
Yeah.
He's coming in my life jacket. Can't be too careful.
Yeah.
I don't want to take my shoes off. I could also stub my toe. Closed-toed shoes only.
Ugh, better tighten my sneakers. My water sneakers.
See, I'm just the biggest dork.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I regret not bringing any kind of additional shoe.
Hmm. I regret attempting to ski for the first time in many years. We're going to have to wrap up this podcast potentially early because my back, I can only sit for so long. We'll have to lie down. So the back... And of course, we had the two skis. Oh, it was great. We rented a boat. We wanted to rent a pontoon. There was like 10 of us. So like, this big pontoon was kind of was barge out there. And they're like,
yeah,
pontoon's broken, but good news, we'll give you an upgrade. We have a speedboat. Ooh. And we were like, but is that an upgrade? That's not what we want. And they were like, they like flipped around. So it's like, it's this boat's twice as expensive. Do you want it or not? Like, okay. And like, well, it's a ski boat. Can we like ski? Can we ski? Do we have skis? Like, yeah, we have skis. And then when they said they have skis, they had only one set. They did not have a slalom ski, only the one set that were like this wide and probably for children. And as a grown man with a okay boat full of people, I'm like dragging for like 50 yards trying to get out of the water. And I did kind of fell down fairly quickly and I think pulled muscles in like four different regions of my body.
So. Man, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Good times. Skied it. Got it though.
Got it. Killed freaking it. Got it.
Sick. I have like a bruises. I literally have a bruise over here from how bad I slapped the water from
slap the water.
Yeah. Sick. That's it's cool, just crazy. When you're seven, like tubing's the best thing that's ever happened.
Nothing can happen to you. You are invincible.
Last time I tubed, I think I was like 20 years old. And I vowed to never do it again. When you're like a grown man, you're just slamming the water and it's torture.
It gets scarier. I will still tube, but I have definitely given up kneeboarding. That used to be my favorite. That was my go-to. I love kneeboarding.
Yeah, kneeboard's classic.
Yeah, the old knees can't take it like they used to.
Yeah, even sitting that way.
Yeah, for real. Brutal. Like, I legitimately cannot kneeboard anymore. It's kind of sad, but I could still pickleball, so it's okay. As long as I wear my life jacket.
Golf.
I don't trust those clouds.
Mm-hmm.
My second regret of my triple of the 4th of July weekend is not buying and welcoming Lululemon into my life sooner. Branson, Missouri has a massive outlet store, and they just got a Lululemon pop-up store in the outlets.
Ooh,
and so I
fancy.
Went in, and I went to town, Trey, and it was awesome. And by went to town, I bought very minimal things, but it was still awesome. And it was a hoodie, and it was cheap because it was out of season, but I still wore it. 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. We kayaked the next day and wore a hoodie. Yeah, this guy again.
This guy.
What is wrong
Sorry,
with this
is one
guy.
Of my old patients.
Yeah. Yeah.
He actually drives me nuts. I was able to get a fireworks discount because of
him. Yeah, exactly. Let's put it this way. He gets his fireworks for cheap because he's mentally retired.
He just doesn't have it anymore. But, it's phenomenal. It feels amazing. I get what the hype is about.
Yeah.
And getting it like 80% off, it feels even better.
Yeah.
I love outlet stores. I spent a lot of money this weekend.
Good for you.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm a big Lulu guy. I bought several things that are very out of season, but it feels like the day after, like the first school day after Christmas, you just show up wearing all your new stuff.
You bought like a ski coat.
Yeah. So I'm ready to go skiing. I also bought a pair of skis. Yeah.
I bought a snowmobile. It was a really good deal.
They said they could ship it to me by December. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So yeah, big Lulu guy now. You will see me at some point wearing it. Please compliment.
Wow.
Thank you.
Growing up.
Yeah.
It's big time. My second regret of the weekend is not having a fruit or vegetable. Those weekends, I still wonder when I'll eventually stop all that. But yeah, I went a full weekend and had only burgers, hot dogs, chips, cookies, ice cream, seltzers. That's all I consumed for 72 hours.
Yesterday on our trip, the guys went and played golf. And then the girl, I was like, what'd you guys do? And they were like, well, we realized we needed some fruit in our diet. So we went to like a fruit place, got some smoothies. And that was me being like, oh, yeah, that had not even somewhat crossed my mind.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah. I tried the first, our first, I was the first car there. And we had like 6 hours before the other car arrived. And the other cars had the dry goods, aka the chips and stuff. And we just had like the
chili.
Yeah. Meats and cheeses or whatever. And dip, and so I tried to like slice a tomato and eat it with the dip, and I was just like, "Oh, let's wait for the chip."
There's a reason they made ketchup.
Yeah,
it's way better than just tomato juice.
I was like, "This would be good. I don't need all these chips." And it was a dark 6 hours.
You poor thing.
I was begging for those kettle cooked chips.
You're like John Quincy Adams didn't help with the Constitution for me to have chips this
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
So for me to go 6 hours without it,
give me the chips. So
that's what we fought for.
Luckily, I packed my GERD medicine. So I was able to survive.
Oh,
it's nice.
Prayers answered.
Mm-hmm.
I had another thing listed, and because of recent events, I now have a third one. I have a new third regret, and it is eating what I have today / how I'm feeling right now. I had 24 ounces of an iced coffee to start my day, and then no food.
Oh, It's always a great strategy.
It's now 5 p.m. in the evening, and that is what I've had. And about 10 minutes ago, I started getting real tingly.
Yeah.
Actually, some of you might have caught. I did the check right here on my hands to see how much my hands were shaking. I was like, oh, I feel tingly. And I just kind of put it right there. I guess you guys can't really see the camera, whatever. So I'm feeling interesting right now.
Cool.
Be looking forward to some food after this.
Nice, nice.
So that would be a third regret, not eating anything yet today.
My final third regret is watching the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Ooh.
Did you tune in?
We just got done with the ninth hole. We went to like the pro shop whenever they were talking about
it. Well, ESPN screwed up the feed. Did anyone see this?
Oh, no way.
I think nationwide, everywhere. It's like the whole thing is 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They stall and drag it out to just reach a 30-minute program. So like the introductions themselves were like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Each guy that he'd like read a whole paragraph. It was entertaining, but then just the sole 10 minutes of the contest, we missed half of it.
Oh.
But it was electric. Joey Chestnut beat his own record again. 76 dogs.
That's crazy that he still cares enough to do this. Like, dude, you're the best.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Joey, slow down. But I wanted hot dogs for lunch, and that ruined it.
That'll do it.
It was. I mean, they do a good job of kind of switching. They'll give you a close-up for just a second, pan back. Because a few moments of watching these people... I mean, slam dunking buns in buckets of water and just
it's going everywhere.
And you're like, oh my gosh. You're like, is that what I look like when I eat? I hope not. You know, I get going sometimes.
Yeah. That's actually what made me allergic to red meat. It was like a psychosomatic, I don't want to ever eat that again.
Chestnut.
And then it entered my bloodstream and now I can't.
It was great. We got, for the event, we got Budweiser's because that's American.
Sure. Yeah,
which I think it's now owned by a German company, but that's and
Wiser.
We just watched it and it was exciting. It was thrilling. Loved every moment of it, but made me nauseous and I didn't eat hot dogs for lunch. But it's okay. It's okay.
Good for Joey. Good for Joey. Here's the thought I had real quick about fireworks. Like, and maybe I'm misunderstanding something, but the idea of fireworks was to remind us all of like. The battles that were fought. It sounds like gunfire, you know, to remind us of like our freedom and the wars we've won to establish that.
Yeah, I just thought it was because blowing up stuff's really fun.
Well, my thought is, I don't know why this didn't dawn on me until this summer. I was like, okay, yeah, if you're like someone like me who's not a veteran, it's like, oh, that is a good reminder. But if you've like fought in combat, like if you've been like actively deployed, I don't know if I would love hearing just like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Like, actually, can we just like listen to like patriotic music or maybe just like talk about it? Like that has to kind of, they got to be like, who came up with this? I don't want to hear this sound.
Who came up with this? Why is that guy guzzling glizzies over there? He's had 76 in 10 minutes. That's like my buddy who had 76 rounds in his face.
You think the hot dogs might be triggering to them too?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. Hey, I don't know what it's like overseas.
Just destruction. Glizzy.
And probably hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it reminds you of America.
You know hot dogs thing you called glizzies.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Derek, you know this, right?
Hot dogs are called glizzies?
That was the whole Yeah, it's hilarious. All the whole program, they're like, let's get to the glizzy contest. It's this hilarious new like meme thing. And Joey Chestnut's like the glizzy gladiator.
I've not heard any of this. Dang.
Well, then that's why it went over your head. Recties, I hope you enjoyed. Oh. My recties know a thing too about a glizzy.
Please comment below and tell me how many times you've ever heard the word glizzy before today.
Absolutely. Oh, everyone knows that.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about naming my son Glizzy.
For forever.
We love hot dogs so much.
That nickname started last year, I think. Glizzy Gladiator. When he broke his own record again in quarantine vibes. They were showing flashbacks of that. They just, like, looked like they were in a dark basement with partitions between the guys eating hot dogs.
Oh.
Just in front of a film crew.
That's better than them just doing it at home. Like, all right, Skype in.
Skype in.
Joey, are you with us?
Joey.
Is your mic on?
Your feed's... You're blurry.
All right. Just send us the video later.
Okay. Some of that hot dog bun sludge is covering the camera. If you could wipe it off.
It cut out for a little bit. How many did you eat?
Yeah.
We lost track.
Be honest. Be honest.
Joey. How many glizzies?
Yeah. Are they regulation? Pull down your pants.
I got a doctor here to check it out for you.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Oh.
He's the best.
All right, let's wrap up with another segment. They're a good time. What do we think? What have we done a spoken word up in a minute?
It's been a few.
Give me a word.
Okay.
I'll end us big. It needs to be patriotic. That's the only rule.
Of course.
Because this is the week of patriotism.
Your word for spoken word up is... let's see. What's a good one? apple pie.
Apple pie. Do you have any over the weekend?
Two words. No, but I do like apple pie. I would eat one now. Do you have one?
I don't. No.
Dang it.
Do you? What was the most patriotic thing you ate over the weekend?
Ooh. most patriotic things I'm allergic to now. What did I have? I mean, I had Chick-fil-A. Is that patriotic? It's red and white. No, I don't think that's patriotic.
That's pretty... Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know. Sorry, I wasn't a very patriotic eater. I'll do better next year. I'll get a glizzy in my system.
Well, I had some of those Pop Ices.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I was kayaking by a family that had some, and I asked for some, and they said no. So it was one of the least patriotic things I saw all weekend.
Okay.
I was like, because of my shoes?
Because of his shoes?
My yak shoes?
Don't talk to him, kids.
Or my yak jacket. I was big on...
He gets discounts on his fireworks. Don't talk to him. He's crazy.
Right. Don't talk to him. Patriotic instrumental. Royalty free.
Apple pie. Apple pie. The apple of my eye. Fourth of July weekend. Oh, the times we had. Eating hot dogs, setting off fireworks. It was rad. We did it all. Rode on a boat, went on a lake. We lit fireworks, even lit candles. But later this week, I do have to go to the dock so he can check my apples. And as we go on this fourth this day, apple pie, you're always okay. Even though it's not July, I'll eat you in August, I'll eat you in December, I'll eat you in February, all year long. Because you remind me of this patriotic song. Fourth of July, best time of year. Oh, it's fire. And I'm proud to be an American. And I'm even proud of this podcast with a man who's retired. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I almost stood on my feet and found a flag to look at. That was so great.
Yes, sir. We should end with this. Derek had sent this. There's a video that went viral. This is a Walmart. We pulled this up. This is a Walmart in Texas.
Hook 'em.
Let's get you tied on me real quick. We got a Walmart in Texas. Let's see if I can pull this up. Went viral where someone started belting out the anthem over the weekend.
So Walmart Yodel Boy or someone else?
No. This is the first viral singing song since the Yodel Boy. Yodel Boy was punching the air over the weekend.
Yodel Boy.
That would have... But someone just starts belting this thing out.
Oh, here we go.
Look at this.
Oh, Big Jake is trending. Is that me?
Just in the produce aisle, produce section.
Wow.
Hazlitt, Texas. At that Walmart. Walmart logo's blue, but everyone in there voted red. You tell you what.
That's what makes the American flag so great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She's just belting it out right by the Mountain Dew.
What our forefathers wanted.
Uh-huh. She's sitting it, though. Take your self-checkout. Excuse me. Can I just... She's trying to buy it.
Yeah!
Fireworks start going off.
Oh, my gosh! Dude, did you see the amount of Texas flags in there? That was amazing. That was the most Texas Walmart.
Texas.
That
happens in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. That's what they say.
There's a part of like 4th of July that's almost like...
Oh, by the way, the TikTok account is at Raised Right.
Raised Right. Because that's how I vote. That's so funny. That's beautiful. That's charming.
Isn't it?
I was at the Branson Landing this weekend, and I guess a girl was going to be performing the anthem that night during the fireworks display, but did like a, you know, a run-through, a dress rehearsal or whatever, just at 3:30 in the afternoon, and started singing the national anthem. And it's like, do we still it's a dress rehearsal. Do we still stop for the dress rehearsal, or do you want us to like keep shopping? Right. Or
that's a good point.
We stopped.
Okay, it's like yeah, full rehearsal, everyone. So you have to go through.
We needed to practice too.
Yeah,
it had been a while. It was really good.
Yeah, I haven't been at a nice group anthem in a while. So maybe we should end on that.
Okay. What song?
This is the rehearsal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, say can you see? Please, okay, you're not relieved.
Sorry.
By the dawn's early light. Yeah, have to. What so proudly we hailed by the stripes. It's been a while. What is
dress rehearsal? Ramparts watched. Sees white with purple mountain majesty. No problem. Don't make that.
And the home of the brave.
You missed one or two words in the middle, but otherwise I thought it sounded really good.
Nice. Thank you. I mean, you're the truck driver. I figured you'd know.
But you liked it.
Yeah.
How does my hair look right now? It feels like it's good.
Yeah, it is. The coif is nice.
Thanks. Yeah. I got a couple DMs being like, hey, I don't know who said that. I do not think you have Trump hair. So thank you. That is what I needed. It's not why I'm wearing a hat today at all. It has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with that at all. He's got the hair, the best hair.
I'm trying to become a backwards hat boy.
Dang, it's a white boy summer, I heard.
I got one of the three. Mm-hmm. And I'm having the doctor check for another one.
Okay. Thanks for another great episode. And we will talk to you next week. America.
Yeah. Direct opinion.